AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A disappointment for Shell is no doubt a welcome move by environmentalists who'd been protesting offshore Arctic drilling. AP correspondent Dan Joling reports Royal Dutch Shell says it's stopping exploration in offshore Alaska.
Shell announced that the results from an exploratory well they just finished were disappointing. They found oil and gas, but not in sufficient quantities to warrant additional exploration in that part of the Chukchi Basin.
Shell has spent upward of $7 billion on the project. Russian President Vladimir Putin, heard here through a translator on CBS's 60 Minutes, says Russia didn't enter the fray in Syria as a means to bolster its power in the world.
I'm proud of Russia, that's true, and we have something to be proud of. But we do not have any obsession with being a superpower in the international arena.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports President Obama is meeting with Putin today at the UN for the first time in nearly a year.
Putin's gotten the cold shoulder since the aftermath of Russia's seizure of Crimea. But under pressure from European allies, the president sitting down with Putin here to talk about both Ukraine and the Russian military buildup in Syria. U.S. officials welcome Russia's help against the Islamic State group, but fear the Kremlin's main goal is propping up Bashar Assad.
After a busy day that included a mass in Philadelphia for the World Meeting of Families and a meeting with some clergy sex abuse victims, Pope Francis boarded a plane for the Vatican. Before leaving, he offered this blessing.
May God bless you all. God bless America.
Francis spent 6 days visiting Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. A study finds that many women with early-stage breast cancer can skip chemotherapy without hurting their odds of beating the disease. A gene test helps gauge who gets it. This is AP Radio News. The outgoing Speaker of the House says a lot of members of his own party are making unrealistic promises about what the GOP control of Congress should yield.
House Speaker John Boehner says change comes slowly, and the conservatives in the GOP with whom he's battled have unrealistic views about what can get done.
The Bible says beware of false prophets.
Addressing another issue during an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation, Boehner said that while the government runs out of money in less than 3 days, there won't be another government shutdown.
The Senate is expected to pass a continuing resolution next week. The House will take up the Senate bill.
The bill includes money for Planned Parenthood, so Boehner says Democratic votes will be needed to pass the measure in the House. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Average price of regular gasoline dropped 9 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.35 a gallon. Stargazers saw a rare phenomenon overnight when a total lunar eclipse combined with a so-called supermoon. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.